Gmail Podcast, episode number 5, Gmail Manager. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Those of you using Firefox should enjoy this one. It's an extension that lets you monitor one or more Gmail accounts within the Firefox web browser. If you're like me and you use Firefox all the time, you can keep an eye on your new messages in Gmail using the Gmail Manager Firefox extension. I'll put a link in the show notes to tell you where you can download it. Once you download the extension, Firefox will ask you if you want to install now. Go ahead. To configure Gmail Manager, go to Tools, Extensions. Highlight the appropriate entry by clicking on it, then on the bottom of the dialog box, click Preferences. If it's grayed out, look for the little blue Gmail icon on the status line in the lower right corner of your browser. If you right-click on it or control-click on a Mac, you'll get a list of options. The last option will bring up your preferences. From there, you can set up one or more accounts, enable secure connections, placement of the Gmail Manager icon, or how often you want Gmail to check for new mail. Now, when you mouse over the Gmail Manager icon on your browser, it will let you know how many new messages you have, how much space you're using, and much more. If you're monitoring multiple accounts, right-click and select one of the other accounts. Finally, if you click on the Gmail Manager account, it will bring you to your Gmail account in Firefox. Using the preferences, you can tell it if you want to open a new window, new tab, set to the foreground, or leave it in the background. You may have noticed there's been a new feature added to Gmail this past week. There's now a delete button in the top near the More Actions select list. Now you really can delete email quickly and easily from Gmail. This only moves the conversations to the trash. They will be removed automatically after 30 days, or if you want to remove them immediately, click on the trash folder on the left and then click the button marked Delete Forever. That's all we've got for now. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.